We continue with Mishnah Berurah Amud Yom Hilchos Shabbos Siman Resh Mem Tes Sif Beis Aser Likboa B'Erev Shabbos Suda U'Mishta She'ino Ragil B'Mei HaChol. One cannot eat a meal on Erev Shabbos which they do not normally have during the week, a more extravagant meal. The Mishnah Berurah says that the same is true for Erev Yontif, and we will see that the reason for Erev Shabbos applies to Erev Yontif as well. Shulchan Aruch says, "Afilu hu sudas erusin." Even if this larger meal that you are having on Erev Shabbos is a meal which is celebrating an erusin, an halachic engagement, mimnei kvod Shabbos. The reason that we cannot have these larger meals on Erev Shabbos is to protect the kavod of Shabbos. Sheikanes l'Shabbos k'shu tayiv le'echol, so that one enters into Shabbos hungry, so that they will eat a large meal Friday night. As if one eats a large meal on Erev Shabbos, then when they get to the Shabbos Suda Friday night, they will not be hungry, they won't eat a nice Suda, and it will be a pagam in the Kavod Shabbos. The Chol Hayom Bichlala Isser, and the whole day, this Isser is applicable the entire day. The Mishnah Berurah points out that even though it's true that even a Suda's Erusin one should not have an Erev Shabbos, this is only true if the Erusin occurred before Erev Shabbos at some other point during the week. However, if the Erusin itself occurred on Erev Shabbos, then we would allow you to have the Suda as well on Erev Shabbos. However, still, l'chatchila, it's nachon, says the Mishnah Berurah, to be docha the Suda, if possible, to not have it on Erev Shabbos, as the reasoning of going into Shabbos hungry would still apply. The Ramah adds, usuda shazmana be'erev Shabbos, even though we said you shouldn't have a larger Suda that you are not used to having during the week on Erev Shabbos, a Suda which it's a lot of time, is Erev Shabbos, kagon bris milo, pinyon aben, such as bris milo or pinyon aben, mutter, you can have that on Erev Shabbos, kain nearly v'chein haminag pashut. And the Mishnah Berurah explains that even if it's not the eighth day, even if the mila had to be nidche for some reason, if the child was sick or something like that, and the mila ended up being on a Friday, even though it's not a mila bizmana, that is considered the zmana for this baby, and therefore, even a mila shalo bizmana would be permissible to have the Suda on Erev Shabbos. And the same is true for a Pinyon HaBen. Even if it's not on the 30th day for some reason, you would be allowed to have the Pinyon HaBen, the Suda, on Erev Shabbos, because that is its Zman. Even though the Shulchan Aruch gave the reasoning for this din, because we want to ensure that one is hungry going into Shabbos, so they will eat a nice meal Friday night, which causes more Kavod Shabbos, the Mishnah Berurah gives an additional reason from the Magen Avraham, that if one is eating a large meal, that means they are preparing that large meal, and if you're preparing a large meal on Erev Shabbos, it will cause you not to do the appropriate preparations that are needed for Shabbos. A final additional reason, a third reason, is brought in the Ber Halacha from the Prima Gadim, who says that it's not because we want to ensure that you are hungry Friday night. Rather, it's a zilzal in the Kavod Shabbos. If you make a larger meal on Erev Shabbos than that which you are going to have on Shabbos.